honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
Now that spring has sprung, it makes many of us want to eat a little bit lighter, and this involves salads. However, there are some mistakes people often make, and here to talk about that is Ashley Coffs. We want to make our salads right and healthy, Ashley.
Yeah, totally.
Tell
you know, this is kind of a funny one. You know, I have all these people for years that come in telling me they're a vegetarian, and then they present their food journal to me, and I'm like, hey, where are the vegetables, you know? And so in the same way, a lot of times with salads, you know, I think at this point in the time, I think we know, you know, gosh, a huge salad with a ton of, you know, dressing or fats like that, you know, people have said like, oh, the one that I got at this restaurant probably had the same calories as a dessert. So I'm not going to overemphasize that. But I think there are actually some functional mistakes that I find in my clients that can really make a big difference. So first of all, you know, I'm a qualitarian, and the quality of the ingredients in your salads, as well as if you're going out and grabbing a salad from somewhere, just because it says it's a salad doesn't necessarily mean that you're getting good nutrient quality. And I think that's really important. So for example, if you're at home and you use, you know, organic greens and and different vegetables that are on the dirty dozen list, but then if you're out somewhere and you think, oh, what's a healthier option for me, and you grab the salad, chances are those aren't the organic greens, and that's a real compromise that you could be making, right? So certainly you could make yours and bring it from home, or there are companies that do like salad kits already pulled together that are organic, and I'm loving that. Or like Whole Foods has an organic section to its salad bar. That's going to be a great option. But nutritionally, there are key mistakes, and one of it I call it the mistake of the quote-unquote perfect lunch. And that is, for years, I have had clients who tell me that they have some version of the salad greens. You know, I went to a work lunch, or I went out to pick up my lunch, and I had salad greens, and I had got the dressing on the side, and I ordered it without croutons, and I got chicken or fish on top. You know, and they're trying to, and I love them for it. They're trying to impress me. The interesting thing that's happening there is that their nutrient balance is actually out of whack. And what I mean by that is they actually, and this happens oftentimes in salads, we're doing too much of one nutrient and or not enough of another nutrient. So in the case that I just told you about, yeah, you're doing great with your protein and you're using the lettuce and maybe the other vegetables to help you fill up. But if you have no carbohydrate, and especially at lunch, then what happens at about 2 or 3 o'clock is, you can't get to the candy bowl or the coffee shop fast enough, because those carbohydrates are there for your energy, right? Yeah.
Right.
It's happened to so many of us, you know, or maybe you're gluten-free, and so you're avoiding the croutons, and you say to me, what can I do? So things that you could do there, chickpeas, or sometimes I like to add sweet potato to my salad, or I'll do beans to my salad, which is going to give the added benefit of fiber and some protein, and that's going to be a great option. Now, on the flip side, because I'm a qualitarian, I always tell people when you're out, you know, if you don't know where that chicken or that fish came from, chances are you don't want to eat it. So then I have people who are skipping that, and as a result, they're having these salads that don't have the protein on them. And that's an issue for us. Proteins not only play a key role in helping us build strong muscles, but they also help us with satiety. So they're that next level after the body uses the carbohydrate for quick energy. That protein is going to help you feel full. And again, it's going to keep you going into an appropriate amount of time to the next eating occasion. So one of the things I always do is I travel with a packet of hemp hearts, or sometimes I have those little baggies now, or I do my own little wean green containers, those glass ones with chickpeas in there. And they can be the dried chickpeas too. Or some people will say to me that they like to have a trail mix of different nuts and seeds. And if you bring that with you, then you can say, and especially if you're traveling, no to the chicken and yes, I'll put the toppings on. And the win there is that you get something great, but you're also achieving that nutrient balance. Is this making sense?
Yes. You know, Ashley, I wanted to jump in and say what I've been having for lunch, which I think is great, is I have a salad with cabbage and celery and cucumbers and olives and tomatoes and, you know, all organic and dark green lettuce and everything. And then I found these amazing sprouted garbanzo bean falafels that are not fried, dairy-free, wheat-free.
Oh, yes, they sound
They're
great.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And And since they're not fried, I take the tiniest bit of avocado oil and just lightly saute them. And then I put them on my salad and it fills me up for hours. And it's delicious. And I look forward to it.
Totally. And remember, you might even, and you're one of them on that description there, because you're doing such a good job. You say a tiny little bit of the avocado oil because your olives are delivering your fat. So what we want to think about, you know, so the other example would be the Cobb salad where, oh my gosh, you know, people will tell me like, I had amazing bacon or I did my farm fresh eggs or, you know, and we start to go through, but I'm like, whoa, this salad is, you know, 67% fat and, you know, 10% carbohydrate and protein. So we do have to be careful on that part too. But that's, your lunch sounds great. I'd love for you to have me over. And it actually reminds me of another option, which is one of those things that I do. I love those like Sunshine Burgers or Hillary's Eat Well. So I'll make my veggie burgers and then I just over make them. So if I'm making them at night for dinner, then I make an extra and I take it and I either crumble it into the salad or use it on top. And you can have it to go, you know, salad, burger, a burger in a bowl kind of a salad. And that's a nice option too. Another area... I love salads for breakfast. I do it very often. I remember a couple years ago, I was at something with Tony Robbins, and he's like, I do fish over greens every morning for breakfast. And all these people were looking, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I just met like my like compatriot in breakfast eating. So I love salads. One of the reasons I do that is I can totally control the quantity and the quality of making sure that I'm getting in enough greens. You know, if you start your day out that way, you can be you're already starting your day out successful, which leads me to be more likely to be successful later in the day. Or like yesterday, I went to a horrible dinner. I mean, the event was wonderful, but the dinner was, I was joking with one of my dietitian friends. I'm like, I don't know the last time I ate mystery food, you know, even though it was a vegetarian option. But because I had started off the morning with a robust salad, so I actually have been taking, Earthbound Farms has these new salad kits, and I've been taking one of them that I love that has blueberries, a little bit of, you can do the feta or not. I've not been having dairy, so I don't have the feta, and I throw hemp seeds on there. And I whip up a quick salad for breakfast. I say that, like, salad is the new oatmeal for breakfast in the summer. You know, it's like a nice option. So I think there are tons of ways to do it. I just think we have to be really careful, and I think the nutrient balance piece is a new way of people thinking about how to assess their salads. The other area that I want to bring up, which you're doing a great job of as well, is thinking about, remember, we want all the different colors that are found in nature. And so a really great way to think about, quote unquote, the success of your salad is really how many colors are you knocking off? So, you know, if you don't like tomatoes, why not put strawberries on there? I have some people who like sun-dried tomato, but they don't like regular tomato, you know, so we can play with different colors. If you like beets, that's great. If you don't like beets, you can do a purple onion, you know, so there are just different ways to be doing, to, you know, accomplish what we're trying to do, which is to get all of those colors. And then I also have people who tell me that salads just don't agree with their digestion. They just, you know, whether they're starting off already feeling bloated or uncomfortable, but when they have a salad, no matter what, it's not working for them. So a couple of things there. First of all, I have no problem with you sticking your whole salad into a blender and making it into a smoothie. That counts as a salad in my book. The other option is, a lot of times I'll recommend for people, do the base either of your salad. You can do wilted greens, or even I saute extra greens and then I'll leave them or steam them, and I'll do it that way. And then you can top it with grilled vegetables, which will just be a little bit easier on the digestive system.
No, which makes a lot of sense, you know. And, you know, we didn't get into it today, which unfortunately we're out of time, but I wanted to talk a little bit about oils that you can put on the salad too, because I think that's where people go wrong.
I'm next a huge up. Olive oil. Let's
yes,
do it.
I think let's do a segment on oils, because I think that's something that a lot of people want to know. And there's so many new amazing oils on the market. So like Lisa, you mentioned avocado oil. So put that next on the roster. I love it. Ashley, thank you for being on the show. You can learn more about Ashley at her website at ashleykoffapproved.com. Or you can follow her on Twitter like we do, at Ashley Koff, K-O-F-F. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a beautiful salad day and stay well.